If you saw the previous video, the 6 parts of speech and introduction, and if you haven't, you really should watch that video before you watch this one, you know in reality there are 6 parts of speech, but 2 of them stand apart, nouns and verbs. This world of ours is made of a bunch of nouns doing a bunch of verbs to a bunch of nouns. All the other parts of speech are just there to tell us more about the nouns and verbs. But even the verbs, when you think about it, the verbs are really just there to tell us more about the nouns. The verbs tell us what the nouns are doing and having done to them. What I'm saying is, nouns and verbs stand apart, for sure, but really, it's all about those nouns. Hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons and English lessons from somebody who speaks your language. Before we get started, this is the 2nd video in an 8-part series of videos about the 6 parts of speech. It's like a little mini course, Logical English, How English Works. Knowing how English really works makes learning Spanish a lot easier. In the previous video, we talked about several important ideas that are gonna keep coming up throughout this series and the next series. But I'm not gonna stop to explain everything from the beginning every time. Bottom line, you'll get a lot more out of these videos if you watch them all and if you watch them in order. A link to the previous video and anything else I mention in this video is below or in the first comment. Okay, let's talk about nouns. What are nouns? Nouns are people, places, and things, right? Yes, nouns are people, places, and things, but when you think about it, people and places are really just things. That's actually quite helpful to remember when we're learning Spanish. Regardless of which language we're using, when we differentiate between people and things, we don't have to. People are just a specific type of thing. Then, we know from the previous video that a single word all alone can serve as a noun, or a phrase, a group of words working together, can serve as a noun. For example, Jimmy buys chicken. Jimmy and chicken are both single words serving as nouns. But then, the guy buys chicken. Now, the guy is a phrase that's serving as a noun. The silent movies for these 2 sentences could be exactly the same movie. They'd both show us a noun doing a verb to a noun. So to answer our question from before, I define a noun as a word or phrase that represents a thing. A word or phrase in a sentence represents something in reality. Compared to the other parts of speech, nouns are pretty simple and straightforward, but there are still a few things I wish I knew earlier, a few things that make Spanish a lot less confusing. Like when we're zoomed out, if you don't know what that means, go back and watch the first video. When we're zoomed out, every noun is either a subject or an object of some kind. That's it. End of story. When we're zoomed out, every noun is a subject or an object of some kind. There are 3 different types of objects, but we're not going to get into all that right now. We'll talk about the 3 types of objects, what they are, and the differences between them in the next series, working together. So the framework that every clause adheres to in reality, a noun does a verb to a noun, more specifically now, a subject does a verb to an object of some kind. The noun that does the verb, that's the subject. Then every other noun is an object of some kind. For example, Jimmy buys chicken. There are 2 nouns in this sentence, Jimmy and chicken. Jimmy is the noun that does the verb, Jimmy does the buying, so Jimmy is the subject. Then every other noun in the clause is an object of some kind. Chicken is an object of some kind. Another example, Jimmy gives chicken to Kimmy. There are 3 nouns in this sentence, Jimmy, chicken, and Kimmy. Jimmy is still the noun that does the verb, so Jimmy is the subject again. Then every other noun in the clause is an object of some kind. Chicken and Kimmy are both objects of some kind. One more. Jimmy gives chicken in a bag to Kimmy for Timmy. This example contains 5 nouns. Jimmy, chicken, a bag, Kimmy, and Timmy. Jimmy is the subject, then chicken, a bag, Kimmy, and Timmy are all objects of some kind. Obviously, these are super simple examples to get the point across, but you'll see throughout this series and the next, no matter how long and complicated the sentences get, this subject-object thing holds true. When we're zoomed out, every noun is a noun, of course, but every noun is also a subject or an object of some kind. Let's focus on subjects for a minute. Have you ever thought about why we call the subject? We can't say the noun that does the verb is called the subject because it's the noun that does the verb. That's circular logic. The reason we call the noun that does the verb the subject is because it's the subject. When we make a noun the subject of a clause, when we place a noun in that position, naturally, automatically, simply from the way things work mechanically, it makes that noun the focus of the clause. When we make make a noun our subject, we make that noun the star of our story, the subject of what we're talking about. Check out these examples. Jimmy made our pizza. Our pizza was made by Jimmy. These two sentences could be said in the same situation. They mean exactly the same thing. They tell us the same thing about the world. Yet, they each still have a slightly different vibe. In the first example, Jimmy made our pizza, the focus is more on Jimmy. Jimmy is the star of the story, because in this sentence, Jimmy is the subject. Then in the second example, our pizza was made by Jimmy, the focus is more on our pizza. Our pizza is the star of this story, because in this sentence, our pizza is the subject. Jimmy made our pizza. Our pizza was made by Jimmy. Feel the difference? Let's switch gears now and talk about pronouns. Jimmy buys chicken. The word Jimmy is a noun here. But then in the same situation, as long as you know I'm talking about Jimmy, I could say he buys chicken. I replaced the word Jimmy with the word he. I replaced a noun, Jimmy, with a pronoun, he. But only because I knew that you knew that I was talking about Jimmy. In reality, the pronoun he refers to the noun Jimmy. I define a pronoun as a general noun that refers to a specific noun. So a noun is a word or phrase that represents a thing, then a pronoun is a general noun that refers to a specific noun. All these definitions are listed in the Spanish Dude glossary, which you can download below this video or in the first comment. So in these examples, the pronoun he is a general noun that refers to a specific noun, Jimmy. The specific noun isn't always that specific though. The guy buys chicken. The phrase the guy is a noun here. But then in the same situation, as long as you know I'm talking about the guy, I could still say he buys chicken. I replaced the noun the guy with the pronoun he. The pronoun he is a general noun that refers to the specific noun the guy. Though the guy obviously isn't as specific as Jimmy was in the previous example. It's crystal clear that pronouns are nouns, right? So why then does pretty much every English and Spanish source in the world say that pronouns are a separate part of speech, on the same level as nouns and verbs? Whether they claim there are 10 parts of speech, or 9 parts of speech, or 5 parts of speech, I have never in my life seen any source that doesn't claim that pronouns are a separate part of speech. But that doesn't make sense. Nouns are a part of speech, and pronouns are nouns. Nouns can't be verbs, and verbs can't be nouns. Nouns can't be adjectives or adverbs or prepositions or conjunctions, or the other way around. But nouns and pronouns? Yeah, nouns can be pronouns, and all pronouns are nouns, just like subjects and objects are nouns. In reality, subject, object, and pronoun are terms we use to help us differentiate between the different types of nouns, between the different roles that nouns serve in our sentences. But pronouns aren't a separate part of speech any more than subjects and objects are a separate part of speech. There are 6 parts of speech, and pronouns ain't one of them. Pronouns are nouns. Something cool I saw along the way is, if you look up the history of the term pronoun by typing etymology pronoun into Google, you'll see that pronoun originally meant in place of a name or noun. They originally called pronouns pronouns because pronouns are words we use in place of some specific name or some specific noun. Which makes me think of another fun fact. In Spanish, they use the same word, el nombre, for name and for noun. So in Spanish, they say el nombre when we say name, and they also say el nombre when we say noun. And that totally works, obviously, because a name is a noun. Jimmy is a name, and Jimmy is a noun. A name is just a very specific noun. The guy is a less specific noun, and the pronoun he is even less specific. Sticking with the pronoun talk here, we now know when we're zoomed out, every noun is a subject or an object of some kind. And we also know that every pronoun refers to a noun. Putting that together now, when we're zoomed out, every pronoun refers either to a subject or to an object of some kind. That's why we have subject pronouns and object pronouns. Jimmy buys chicken. Jimmy is the subject and chicken is an object of some kind. But then, he buys it. I replaced the noun Jimmy with the pronoun he. And since Jimmy was the subject, he is considered a subject pronoun. I also replaced the noun chicken with the pronoun it. And since chicken was an object of some kind, it is considered an object pronoun of some kind. Pretty cool, right? Don't get me wrong, there are pronouns out there that aren't specifically called subject pronouns or object pronouns. But when we zoom out, those pronouns are still serving as a subject or an object, or they're part of a phrase that's serving as a subject or object. We're not going to talk about all the different types of pronouns in this video, but I do want to show you all the subject pronouns, mainly because in the next video, we're going to talk about verbs, and subject pronouns go together with verbs like peanut butter and jelly, strawberry jelly, and crunchy peanut butter. In English, the subject pronouns are I, you, he, she, it. it, they, singular, we, you, plural, and they. So in English, we say stuff like I buy chicken, you buy chicken, he buys chicken, she buys chicken, it buys chicken, they buy chicken, singular. Then we buy chicken, you buy chicken, plural, like you both buy chicken, you all buy chicken, you all buy chicken, and you guys buy chicken, whatever, and they buy chicken. Don't worry about the verb part right now. We'll talk about the verb part in the next video. Right now, we care about the subject pronouns. All the words that are currently underlined are subject pronouns. In each sentence, the underlined word is the noun that does the verb, and each underlined word is a general noun that refers to a specific noun. They're subjects, they're pronouns, they're subject pronouns. There's one more thing I want to show you, this chart. If you've taken either of my conjugation bootcamp courses or have seen any of my videos on YouTube about verb conjugation, you've probably seen this chart. This is a very important chart. This is the chart I use to organize verb conjugations and many types of pronouns in a logical way. Right now, we're going to use it to organize the subject pronouns we just went over. Here's how it works. The left side is for singular stuff, and the right side is for plural stuff. So with the subject pronouns, when we say I, you, he, she, it, and they singular, we're only talking about one person or thing. That's why I, you, he, she, it, and they are all considered singular subject pronouns and go on the left side of the chart. And when we say we, you plural, and they, we're talking about more than one person or thing. That's why we, you plural, and they are all considered plural subject pronouns and go on the right side of the chart. So far so good? The left side is for singular stuff, the right side is for plural stuff. Then you know first person, second person, third person? That's what the rows are for. When we say I or we're talking about ourselves, which is what speaking in the first person is. That's why I and we are considered first person subject pronouns and go in the first row. I is a singular first person subject pronoun. We is a plural first person subject pronoun. Then when we say you, singular you or plural you, we're talking about somebody else directly to that somebody else. When we talk about some second person directly to that second person, that's called speaking in the second person. So you and you plural are considered second person subject pronouns and go in the second row. You is a singular second person subject pronoun. You plural is a plural second person subject pronoun. Finally, when we say he, she, it, or they, singular they or plural they, we're not talking about ourselves or the person or people we're talking to directly. We're talking about some third person or thing or third people or things. And when we do that, that's called speaking in the third person. He, she, it, or they are considered third person subject pronouns and go in the third row. He, she, it, and they are singular third person subject pronouns. They is a plural third person subject pronoun. When we don't use a subject pronoun, when we just say the specific noun, like Jimmy buys chicken, this sentence is in the third person. The speaker isn't talking about themselves. They're not talking about the person they're speaking to directly. They're talking about some third person, good old Jimmy. That's why when somebody is talking about themselves, but they say their own name instead of saying I, we say that person is speaking in the third person. And that, my gringo, is all the Spanish dude wants to tell you about nouns for now. There is this other thing out there, the agent, but that's separate from all this. We'll talk about agents in the next series of videos when we talk about active versus passive. Don't worry if you don't know what that means. Now, we're going through all this trouble in the first place. We're taking the time to learn how English really works because it makes learning Spanish so much easier. This series is about the six parts of speech, and the next series is about how all the parts of speech work together. Then my premium course, Logical Spanish, picks up where these two series leave off. If you want to continue with what we're doing in these videos, but in Spanish, check out Logical Spanish. In Logical Spanish, there's not just one video about nouns, there's an entire module about nouns. The singular plural thing, masculine feminine, definite and indefinite articles, common vocabulary. Logical Spanish is my most comprehensive course. Get all the details at SpanishDude.com/logical. In the next video, we're talking about verbs. So if you're on YouTube right now, make sure you're subscribed. Hit the subscribe button. But really, the only way to make sure you don't miss future videos is to sign up for the Spanish Dude newsletter at SpanishDude.com/newsletter. Not only will I send you an email when I post a new video, but subscribers to the Spanish Dude newsletter get private videos and special deals that non-subscribers just don't get. That's SpanishDude.com/newsletter. Okay, remember, nouns are words or phrases that represent things. When we're zoomed out, every noun is a subject or an object of some kind. Pronouns are nouns. They're general nouns that refer to specific nouns, which means when we're zoomed out, all pronouns serve as a subject or an object of some kind, even when they're not called subject pronouns or object pronouns. And finally, the left side of this chart is for singular stuff, the right side is for plural stuff, and the three rows are for first person, second person, and third person, respectively. Now get out of here, then I'll see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo.